Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Here's the deal. You can always send us emails. Am I the jerk? At 1037kissfm.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is how you can get to us, or you can always slide into the DMs and hope we see it.
It's safe.
Safe! This one we got yesterday. It was emailed. I'm going to name her Maddie.
Okay, Maddie.
Mm-hmm. And Maddie, because she wants to be anonymous. And
I, E, or Y, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But what, you're going to know why she wants to be anonymous after I read it. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ. I listen to Am I the Jerk every day. I never thought I'd write in to you myself." This is how they all start.
I was going
to
say, one that says, "I never thought it'd be me.
I never thought I'd find myself here on Am I the Jerk.
I never considered a moral dilemma in my own life."
Here's why she's funny, though. She wrote, "As I really don't think I'm ever the jerk." Wow, that sounded super conceited, but here's the story.
Bet.
She sounds like me, honestly. She said, "I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 5 years. It's serious. We have kids together, live together. We live married without the actual title."
That's your partner.
"Never cheated on my partner. I'm very committed. However, something happened last week, and it made me question my own integrity."
Ooh.
I've got goosebumps. Oof, this is...
What happened?
She said, "A high school fling reached out to me like he does typically twice a year. Normally, it's a simple text, check in, how I am, and how he is. Nothing's ever more than that. I don't delete texts or anything, as it's literally a check-in. Last week was his check-in, but he asked a weird question. If me and my boyfriend have shared or split bank accounts. I replied, split accounts, as that's how we have it. He then sent me $500 via Zelle."
What?
"Which he only needed my phone number to send money to me."
Right.
"I never asked him to. I never explained to him any financial hardship. No favors, nothing. I asked why he sent me the money. He said I could simply go buy something for myself."
What?
"At first, I was weirded out. Why did he do this? Is he trying to scam me? Did he send it hoping to cause a fight between my partner and I?
Mm-hmm.
I can't spend someone else's money. But then when I began buying all the back-to-school items, like school supplies, clothes, fees, I realized how I would actually not mind spending some of the money on myself, as I never get to. So I bought a couple dresses and expensive candles I can't typically afford. It's great. But is it wrong that I spent the money? I began thinking more. Is it wrong I didn't tell my partner I was given money from an old fling and spent it? She said, I feel like I'm keeping a secret and did something wrong because another man gave me money to spend.
You got sugar babied.
Am I the jerk for not telling my boyfriend about the money?" Huh? I read this yesterday. I went, this is golden.
This one is.
I'm not getting off on your problems. I'm saying this is a classic Am I the Jerk, because what the hell?
Right. The moral dilemma is strong.
The moral dilemma is strong because she's saying, I feel like I'm a good person. I feel like I'm honest. But I find myself here actually spending the money and going, is this bad?
She felt dirty for spending another man's money.
And not telling her partner.
And not telling her partner about it. Wow.
Well, okay, so many thoughts. 414-533-1037. Call or text that. We're going to take your calls and texts next. This may be the first one where I haven't said jerk or not a jerk.
I don't got an answer.
I go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't got an answer because I see it, but I don't. But I'm upset by it, but not by all of it. I don't know.
Right, which is probably why she wrote into the show. My gut says jerk. Because why are you taking money from another dude and spending it?
Touche.
That's not cool.
Yeah, touche.
If you and your partner are laughing about it, that's a different story.
If y'all are spending it together,
that's a different story.
Now we all just having a party.
But taking money from an ex and spending it? Yikes.
And not saying nothing?
Oof. We'll take your calls and texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Maddie wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk for spending the $500 her ex sent her randomly. Just said, go buy something nice, but she didn't tell her partner of, I don't know how many years that she has kids with and lives with.
Something like that. They've been together five years, kids together.
It's serious, she said at the top. Now she's starting to wonder if she did the wrong thing by spending the money her ex gave her. Let's go to Kelly this morning in Sussex. She's got her own theme song. Call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song around here.
Good morning.
Kelly, good morning.
Hey, hey.
What do you think? Is Maddie the jerk for spending the money her ex gave her?
Absolutely a jerk. I feel like she's opening a whole can of trouble because how is she going to, or how is her partner going to feel when he finds out? Because he will find out eventually.
And,
I mean, it's just a horrible thing to do. And how does this guy feel about her? I mean, what are his intentions?
Right. Why?
It's
under
strange.
No circumstance are you sending a random ex $500 with no type of like feeling or sensation. Now he feels like she owes him something. I would have said, dang,
he's
Kelly.
Trying to get in the door, back in the door.
Yup.
Oh my! The problem
he's seeing
is,
it open because they're not married. I guarantee you, he's seeing an open door because they're not married.
She lives with the guy and she has kids with the guy. They're married in my mind. I get it. Like, you don't have a certificate, okay? But here, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing in both of our minds, G.
And here, this is my thing with this. This is obviously, I think she's a jerk for lying to her significant other about the fact that she spent this money from an ex, because I would think he would be upset. The question she needs to ask herself is, is $500 worth losing my partner? I think that's it's like anything you do, whether you cheat or do something morally like this, you're like, was it worth it?
Was it worth
to lose my partner? And some people it is. I'm guessing it might not be for this one.
Right.
Is it going to be worth it in the end?
If we're going to assume, I'm going to say no, I'm with you.
See what I mean?
Yep.
But
hey, well, Kelly agrees too. She says, yeah, jerk. Yeah. Like, you opening up the craziest can of worms.
All right, thanks for calling, Kelly.
Yeah, have a good day.
Leah is in Sheboygan this morning on 6. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, good morning.
Which way are we going, jerk or no jerk today?
I'm going not a jerk.
Hey!
Not a jerk. That money was not asked for.
It wasn't asked for. That makes her not the jerk.
Received it.
Oh, she's saying because he just gave it to her.
It's just a gift.
What about the lying though?
And it's an ex.
Well, is she lying? Did the boyfriend ask?
Oh, you are.
Are you
shady.
Going there, you Leah?
Leah, I don't want to date
Come on.
I hear the logic.
Yeah, the logic is
she's not lying. It's money. It's in her account. It was given to her. What if it was from her dad or her mom? Would it make a difference?
Nah, you're right.
Yes, it would, actually. If it was your dad versus an ex, it would absolutely make a difference.
Does the boyfriend that she lives with now currently know that they speak twice a year? And if so, then what's the problem?
She said she never deletes the text because it's never anything shady. It's just the ex checking in to see how she's doing. She's never sent her money like this. This was weird.
I hear Leah. She's coming from an angle of, we feel that this is crazy and almost dirty and disgusting because of how we personally feel. Leah has zero emotion towards her ex.
Yeah.
He just literally sent her $500. It could have just well as been a Zelle mess up from a stranger.
Right. She didn't ask. She didn't do anything to receive it. It was a gift.
But a lie accepted. By omission. A lie by omission is still a lie. Somebody texted in, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to... Well, actually, I don't hate to say it. I agree. They said Leah's a jerk.
Oh, Leah! Oh, my gosh! Now we got people coming at you? No!
Now Leah's the star of Man by the Jerk.
That's totally fine, because I will take any man's money.
Okay. Hey, whampa, Leah. You and me both. I'll be somebody's sugar baby.
I am not sorry.
Where the old man trying to give me money?
Yeah. Sugar daddy. Come on now.
Oh, Leah, we appreciate you.
Sean from Milwaukee said, tell Leah it's a relationship that's supposed to have trust, so she's the jerk.
Okay. But you guys are assuming that the boyfriend she lives with doesn't know about the man.
Leah, your moral, I can see where your moral line is. We've already established it.
Take man from.
We're going to be arguing forever about this.
Take money from any man. No, yeah. Leah, for real,
we
appreciate the call.
Take money from any man.
Own up to it. You own up to it, says not the jerk. Have a great day, Leah.
Not the jerk.
I don't
think
she's a jerk for taking money from men. I think she's a jerk for lying to her significant other about taking the money. That's where it gets weird.
Had she said something and been like, baby, my ex just sent me $500. What you trying to go buy? What's up?
That would make sense.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, stupid? They sent you $500? Ooh, we going to dinner.
Who are like, I love it. I would do it. I would do that. And I'm like, oh yeah, let me see your man or your woman go spend money an ex sent them and not tell you. Let's see. Let's see how that goes over.
We're currently split though. It's 50-50.
Amy's in Muskego. She's a fireball, so this is going to be interesting.
Don't touch this.
Good morning, my love.
What up?
Split down the middle. Amy, I know you have an opinion because you always do.
She's already giggling about it, too.
Oh, honey.
Maddie the jerk for spending the money her ex gave her and not telling her significant other?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Absolutely the jerk. Because here's my thing. Roles reverse. If an ex-girlfriend went to him.
Yeah, no, it'd be
and
on.
And you know what I mean?
It'd be on. I, well, Amy, I support
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Straight down the line. If you had a girl hopped in his, you know, DMs, an ex-girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and
imagine.
She's seen that.
Just imagine.
That'd be a problem.
It's the end of the
imagine
world. That boy is out the house. He ain't getting nothing, you know, uh-huh. all of that.
And it's
and the fact that you're not telling him. That's like the biggest thing. Like we said, trust is the biggest thing mm-hmm. in a relationship.
Yeah.
She knows she's wrong for not telling him.
I do agree. You can tell there are couples that share everything in the sense of like they're best friends.
Well, right.
And there's mm-hmm. couples that don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the couples that are best friends, I feel like, tend to have way more trust and thrive better. And the ones they're disconnected, the ones that don't,
right.
you know, share a lot mm-hmm. with each other because they're partners, right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a disconnect or there's a connect, right? Whoa.
And people get so weird
for
about
real.
Money, dog.
Yeah.
People are weird about money, even in a deep relationship.
And that's the thing, like, what's up with Brody? Like, I'm just going to randomly send yeah. you $500. Honey, you trying to stir some type of pot.
Amy, say
move
less.
Around.
Yeah. It makes no
move
sense.
Move around, baby.
Move around is right. Amy, get out of here, yo.
Amy, close it out. She says jerk today. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Oh, I love you, too. And I'll leave you with this text. If roles are reversed, the man dies. Somebody texted in.
I can't disagree. Okay.
Somebody said, I'd assume they're intimate for $500. I mean, we could go down a whole rabbit hole on this one.
You know, $500 sounds like a favor.
I do believe her message because she sent it and said, you know, this is a secret. Keep me anonymous. I believe I think if you're going to be anonymous, you're telling us the truth in the private message,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that. She's a jerk, though.